Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Max over in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the beautiful San Diego Landings here in Point Loma. And we have a great show going today. Bob and Charmel from one of the greatest places on earth, and that is Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska. Fantastic experience and a lot more to talk about, and we're giving away an amazing prize today.
Yeah, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, so much to cover and so easy to talk about such a special place for everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot more of your phone calls to come. If you want to get through, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090, or text the show. That text the show again. It's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's Talk Hookup app's easy to get on an Android or an iPhone device. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. It'll pop right up. And as soon as you open up that app, you'll see the option of texting the show. And make sure to include some contact information, your name and a phone number, so we can call you back. Because if you're the big winner, like Pete said, we are giving away such a rad prize today. One lucky caller is going to get a gift certificate good for any pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses up to a $300 value, which again covers virtually everything they make. Glass lens, mirrored lens, everything. They're all sub $300, so virtually good for anything coming from Costa.
CostaDelMar.com. You just pick your glasses out and they'll ship them right to
you. Pick out what you want. Yeah, yeah, a really, really cool prize, and we're stoked to do that again. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. That's your best bet.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time for the catch report today. Sponsored in part by Summit Gasoline. Low gas prices are great. The free ice is amazing. But what really sets Summit Gasoline apart from the rest goes much deeper. Like Martha, she's the store manager that heads up the very well-trained and busy staff. They've got frozen bait and chum, gourmet Italian coffees, discounted live bait certificates, and the crazy deal. It's 100 pounds of free ice for our listeners when you have a 35-gallon minimum purchase. It's Summit Gasoline. Super easy in and out with your boat trailer right next to the San Diego Sports Arena. There's not a better deal. It's a quick shot to in between both launch ramps of San Diego and Mission Bay, and when you're throwing some fuel on the boat, you get 100 pounds of ice for free.
Yeah.
Really cool for those guys. Hey, let's find out what's going on. We're going to start with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, our fishdope.com reporter standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Bob, Charmel. Boy, it's been fun listening to you guys talk about all that crazy Alaska stuff up there.
Oh.
But down here in our part of town, pretty interesting week for mid-February there, both in terms of the weather and the fishing. Those squalls that went through here on Tuesday were awesome. What a light show, man. Thundering and lightning was just incredible here in Huntington Beach. And then the clearing wind after, it did more than blow out the weather there, clear out the weather. It gusted over 60 up at SBI.
Ooh,
and the water rolled at Catalina, dropped a couple degrees, went off color, and likely slowed our burgeoning sea bass bite that's slowly trying to get going there. Congratulations to the guys on Bite Sportfish in there. Last Sunday was the first limits of the year. They found a little school that wanted to really get with it, and they just walloped them, full limits there. Congratulations, guys. That's awesome. Hopefully that holds up. Be interesting to see here. And then we got another windstorm coming Tuesday, Wednesday, it looks like. So, yeah, it's springtime, or pre-spring. It's just what is what it is. Along the beach here, a local winter bass fishing has been pretty darn good. Much more sandies than calcos, which is normal, although there's a few big calcos mixed in. But the local wrecks, rocks, and hard bottoms off Huntington Beach here has been fishing really well there, mostly on live squid or fresh dead squid on the lead head. Slower, down closer to the bottom. That's kind of the wintertime thing there. There's a lot of natural structure in the zone, and that's where I actually learned local fishing, man. I love it then, and they still love all that poking around there. It's just a lot of fun. But one of the main spots that gets a lot of focus, you hear talked about all the time, is Eisner's Reef. And we owe a huge thank you to Russ Eisner for the foresight to plan what he was doing and then the guts to follow through and to actually get it done. So there's originally 8 modules that they put down. 8 separate modules, and it's much bigger now because they've been adding to it over the years. But it's been down there for so long, it's well established, and it's just loaded with bass sculpt and sheep heads like that. And what a lot of you guys do not know about that sector is that particular block, when I look back at the old Fish and Game records, the gillnet records from that particular area, is some of the best white sea bass fishing from the old gillnet records in Southern California, was right where they built Isers. So if you take a natural area that the sea bass like because the squid get in there and spawn, I'm guessing, and then you put a whole bunch of structure right there in the middle of it, that gives you options for fishing white sea bass that a lot of guys do not take advantage of. You know, Newport Reef gets all the headlines, and rightfully so. You know, we caught plenty of fish off of Newport. But there's plenty of them big sea bass that live up there at Isers also and doesn't get looked at nearly as much. So it's just something to think about when conditions straightened out and that gets going again there. And you want to learn a little bit about that. I got that whole history of all that in my book, Between 2 and 20 Fathoms, for fishing the coast there. So, you know, that's kind of what we got for this week. Not a whole heck of a lot going on because it is still February, and we definitely had some weather. And like I just mentioned, we got another good go-around coming again. It's the same kind of a thing, a cold northern storm with a lot of wind behind it. So if you get a chance, if you're not going to the show here the next couple of days, I'd go fishing today or tomorrow because things are changing.
Today looks beautiful. Yeah, for
today's
sure.
Today's going to be the day to go.
FishDope.com is a great source to keep in tabs, not only with the weather, but also with all that's going on. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Mark.
Great, Mark. Appreciate that very much, and looking forward to it. And we'll talk to you next week. And while we're waiting on Marcos, we have a great text. Right?
Yeah, lots of, texts are pouring through. Again, if you want to get through, shoot us a call. That's 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text, which we have a bunch of fun ones. This one is from Andrew Kellogg. I thought a great one both for Bob and Charmel. What's the number one thing that people forget when they're coming up to the lodge for their trip?
Wow, that's a very, everybody forgets something.
Bug repellent.
Yeah. Bug repellent.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Some good glasses.
Yeah,
they're
sunglasses.
Paracostas.
Yeah, good sunglasses is one of the things. And to forget also, too, they'll lose them when they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to buy, you know, we don't carry a big line of sunglasses there, but we have some spares that they can purchase at the store.
Like, as a rule, I don't go anywhere without an extra hat, an extra pair of shades, and an extra pair of flip-flops. Like,
yeah.
That's my travel rule.
Just and you have a great store there, too, like jackets. And
if you
don't like your rain jacket, you can get a new rain jacket, hats.
We look forward to that. Rain jackets. We have a bunch of gear that has our logo on it. It's a pretty cool logo to see.
Good stuff, too.
It's like a Sims Pro Staff. Yeah. Pro Shop up there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The other thing that I thought was really cool was the kind of fly tying area that you guys have in the, you know, in the kind of where, you know, the guides are tying flies, and they were super cool. I know nothing about it, but think that that's such a cool aspect of fly tying or fly fishing was tying the flies. And just, I mean, you know, the guides didn't know me from anybody else, and we're all so super cool. Hey, come check this out, or, you know, tie this fly, or this is what we're doing. And it was just a really fun part of it to watch because they're not just doing that for a show. Like, they're building the gear to go fishing with.
Yeah, it's nothing better than, and the kids really like it, the people that plan on bringing their younger kids up there. We have this one section of the main lodge, and it's fully geared with hooks, tie flying bobbers, and flies, and you name it, you know, different types of furs. You know, you got elk, we got rabbit, we got all that kind of stuff. It's nothing better than making your own, you know, lure or fly right there at the lodge and then go and catching a fish the next morning.
And the guys will teach you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be happy to.
Forget kids.
And
Harold and I were there with like little kids, like tying our flies.
Totally.
You know,
and
fun.
Have a drink when you're doing
it.
Yeah,
happy
cocktail hour.
At the happy hour and a little cocktail and nothing better than that.
You know, we should make reference to that. So back in the old days, you used to have to bring your own. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
The beer and wine is included in the price, as much as you can drink, and we're happy to challenge that, you know, offer.
Sure.
You know, and then basically we have a full bar.
It's
an honor bar, and you go pour your
very own reasonable.
You know, very reasonable. Yeah. You just put your check just like on the boats. You know, the whole bar is there, all the liqueurs and Cokes and to add to it, whatever you like to drink. Pour your own drink and just put a check mark next to your name. Yeah.
And you're more than welcome to bring your own.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of extra weight in your bag, but if you want to ship it up, you can ship it up ahead of time.
Sure. A lot of people have special wines, too, that they'll ship up.
Sure.
And we don't care. That's
no cork fees.
Yeah. Hey, great text here from the Iron Man himself, Gary White. And he says, I have heard stories about fly fishermen using mouse fly ghosts to catch trout. I can't imagine that. What's that like?
The mouse fishing is the funnest fishing that I like to do the most at the lodge. You basically, it's top water. You use a top water fly line, and you basically have a lure that looks like a little mouse. It's kind of neat looking. You skirt it along the top. You toss it over in the weeds, and then you pop it out of the weeds. So it's kind of imitating a little rat jumping in the water and trying to swim across. And as the water flows, the line pulls it away from you, and then you just twitch it. You know, you just twitch your thing, and it splashes.
Like, oh no, 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 somebody's chasing me!
And it's nothing better than seeing a 30-inch rainbow coming out. And you guys both experienced it.
Yeah.
You know? Coming out from the bottom and just pop it right out of the sky, and then or come over and come down on it.
Yeah,
and then the fight's on.
It's like a surface iron yellowtail.
I was gonna say it's a cross between casting a surface iron and a popper for a big bluefin, and then seeing a freshwater torpedo come out of the water and explode.
And the water is so clear you can see it happen.
Oh, it's so cool.
You know, it's not like murky or anything. No, the water's fresh as it gets.
Yeah. No,
it's a torpedo.
It is. Yeah, no question about it.
It's really cool.
All right.
Hey, I wanted to say a very cool, we got a very regular listener, long range guy, and a good buddy of the show, Mark Bender. I just wanted to wish him a get well soon. Mark's been getting over some treatments, and he's kind of through the woods and getting ready to go back to long range fishing, but a big listener of the show and a good friend, and just want to let him know that we're thinking about him and wanted to wish him a very get well soon, as he's a regular on the Angler, and he's got to get back to the rail and get back to fishing. So
I want to
wish a good well message out there, Mark.
Cool. Bruce in Lemon Grove says, I went to Katmai Lodge for rainbows, and I had a wonderful time. Recommend it to anyone of your that you talk to your crew. It was an experience that showed us how to fly fish. And that's kind of, maybe you don't go there to learn to fly fish, but gosh, by the time you leave there, you're going to go, wow, this fly fishing is pretty cool.
It's so wide open that you're not fishing right in a bunch of bushes. And you can put on a sandbar, and there's nothing behind you. It's just flat. So nothing's getting hung up. So it's a great place to learn how to fly fish.
And a fun part of the experience, too. Like, again, just like you were saying, I'm not a fly fisherman, but that's the place to do it. It's a cool way to catch them. And so much of what you guys offer is the experience. And that's a big part of it. Like, you owe it to yourself to do it, because you're going to get bites. You don't need to make some crazy long cast with perfect placement. Like, you can be very novice and still have a very high success rate.
And there's so many fish there that you're going to catch something, and then you learn your techniques.
Totally.
You know, it's the fish are there. The gear is there. It just needs to bring your love to fish.
Yeah, for
and then,
sure.
And then if you don't like it, go back to spin gear.
Spin gear. You know? I mean, a combination of both.
Yeah, if you don't like it, if that's not your gig, then just don't do it. Or sometimes we've changed people that are spin gear guys and bait casters, and then that's all they want to do is fly fish.
The fly fish, yeah.
So it goes both ways.
I like doing them both, for sure.
Totally.
213-432-1090, line open right now. You want to get through. It's been a busy morning. You have a chance to win a pair of Costa sunglasses. There's your shot. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Dennis. Dennis calls from North Walk this morning. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, you were saying about the fly fishing. You said that there's an instructor there, and also you really don't have to bring your gear, right?
That's correct. Your instructor is basically your guide. And so when you first come off the airplane, you're going to be introduced to your guide, and he's kind of going to work with you the whole week. And if you're not a fly fisherman, we're gonna make you, or try to make you a fly fisherman, I should say. And he's going to give you the techniques and not completely stay, because some people will get frustrated and hate it. So let's do a couple hours of fly fishing, then let's catch some gear, and then get you back in the next day doing a little bit more fly fishing. But we're going to try. If you want to learn how to fly fish, we'll get it going.
Go ahead. When we say he's your guide, he's your guide. You're not sharing this guide with 10 other people. You're not getting on a boat and, you know, going according to what everybody else wants to do. It's max of 3 per boat. Typically and ideally, it's 2 per boat. So there's plenty of time and, you know, a 3, a 4, a 7-night stay to get plenty of instruction, come in a novice and leave a pro.
And these guides become your buddy for the week. Oh, it's really cool.
Well,
you know,
friendship,
you become
they exchange
friends.
Emails and they talk all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And then they recommend them. You come back the next year and you say, hey, I want to come back on July 20th and I want Joe as my guide.
Where do you find these great
guides? I was going to ask the same thing.
It's a lot of word of mouth. It's a lot of other lodges hearing about how good we are and how we treat our employees. There's actually a website for guides, believe it or not, and we advertise on the website. And it's just like you guys, it's just like down here in San Diego. How do they find deckhands? I mean, it's the same deal.
I remember our guide saying that, like, it's a feather in your cap to have guided on this river out of this lodge. Like,
right.
It's a, you know, you're getting the higher end guys because you're offering the higher end experience.
Correct.
With that being said, if there's any people out there, any guides with experience that need a summer job,
we're always looking for guys. Because basically what happens is a lot of guys, we get a lot of college guys coming out of college, a lot of, you know, coming out of high school, going to college. And then they get to, you know, the end of their, you know, career at college, and it's time for reality sometimes. And, you know, you have to get a job. And so we'll have a bunch of guys that will be full-time that have businesses, that run a business. And then a lot of our Michigan guides, in the summer, believe it or not, Michigan fishing is lousy. So they basically commute to Alaska to fly fish
That's
in Alaska,
right.
Which then there's great fishing. And then when the fishing over there is dead, you know, in Alaska after August, they go back and they start fly fishing in the wintertime.
So if somebody wants to be a guide at Katmai,
upload your resume.
Yeah. Oh, really? There's a spot on your website where you can do that?
Yeah, for our contact information, info@katmai.com. Go ahead and send your resume over, and there's a chance.
We highly recommend that because we're always looking. We always have changeover. They call it the greenhorns.
And what are the requirements for that?
You basically have to have your captain's license, which is a UPC license. To run a 6-pack boat, so you're going to have to go down to the Coast Guard and get your test and pass your test because you can't. You're basically a captain.
Yeah, you're operating a vessel.
You're operating
a passenger carrying vessel.
You have to meet the requirements of the Coast Guard, and that's the start. We're not even going to talk to you unless you have your Coast Guard license.
Yeah.
And most guys like to do it. I mean, if they're a guide, they want to get that Coast Guard license because it does look pretty nice on your little badge that you have.
Heck yeah.
You know, it looks like a passport, and then you're a captain. Yeah. And it's a 6-pack captain. So now you're only limited to – you can get a limited one, and most our guides just get the limited ones, which basically is the coastal waters. You can only go out 3 miles off of shore as a limited 6-pack license. Or they want to spend the extra couple days and get a full Coast Guard license, which we highly recommend because you can use it anywhere.
And going back to the caller, I heard you ask about the gear. That is all included. It's all provided there for you, the waders, the boots, the rods, and the tackle.
Just bring some
flies, everything.
Bring some warm clothes and some, you know, you can shed off, layered clothes.
So we mentioned it at the beginning of the show, like, it is it's very, very high-end stuff. You're not utilizing their gear and getting bottom-of-the-basement stuff. I mean, when we fished, it was Loomis rods, it was Shimano reels, very, very high-end stuff.
For sure.
Hey, well, let's continue on with our catch report. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing standing by this morning. Good morning, Marcos!
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Well, unfortunately, or I guess actually fortunately, I don't have a lot different to report than last week. That good fishing rolls on. A little less frequent this week with some weather earlier in the week there, but still very nice weather. Sea Watch getting out there, getting in on some of that calico bass and sand bass. And again, double check those counts because sometimes they don't look like they catch a lot, but they are releasing a lot of bass there too, which is actually been a pretty common theme for the last few years since they upped that bass size. And honestly, catching a 13-inch bass isn't much different than catching a 14-inch bass. So very good fishing on there. New C4th, when they fished down in Mexico there, had some very good bottom fishing. Like we talked about before, that deep water rock cod fishing, good overall fishing there. And then the Tribute last weekend went down the coast, did their thing. They caught a nice chunk of ling cod, reds, rockfish, whitefish, about what you'd expect from a coastal trip at this time of the year. And it just keeps rolling, you know, very, very consistent, which has actually been kind of one of the things we've talked about a lot over the last few years here, is just consistency. There's just a lot of consistently good trips. So definitely check the website. The new Seaforth will be fishing back in California coming up here pretty quick as that rockfish season opens back up in California. In the meantime, we do have a few of those trips fishing in Mexico on the extended half day. We've got the Seawash fishing locally, tributes out some weekend trips. So definitely head on over to the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule is up there for all of those trips, the half days, extended half days, day and a half, and probably pretty soon as our team with those San Diego trips creeping in there and starting to make an appearance. So I know a lot of people are waiting for that. So like I said, not a lot of change from last weekend, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. So would love to have you guys come out and go fishing some more.
Good call, Marcos. Good fishing. We got a beautiful day today. It'd be a nice day to jump on a little afternoon, sea watch, half day trip, and make it happen. Appreciate it. Great report as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, be sure to check out Sean and the gang today and tomorrow at the PCS show. They're going to have all of their spices, the rubs, with the show special discounts. You can also pick up that pokey kit and the brand new ceviche kit that we've been talking so much about, in addition to all their other fantastic spices and rubs. And you can book your processing orders for your long-range trips. If you know you're going fishing, you know you got your eight-day trip coming up in June, man, book your reservation because they'll cut in the order of reservation. So it's a good tip if you want to get your fish cutting on the road quick. Again, it's they're open at their brand new Liberty station, or excuse me, their brand new Old Town location on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com, or better yet, go see them today and tomorrow at the PCS show at the OC Fairgrounds. Very cool to see the guys from Fishermans Processing.
Yeah. And Katmai will be at Fred Hall.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. We'll be there.
You're going to be there? Do you guys offer show specials or anything?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you do?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So come visit us. Come see us at the booth.
Okay.
And we can talk and meet.
Okay.
And you get to talk to Charmel.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. Hey, we've got a great text here. Let me bring it up here. And thanks for everybody texting and all our callers, too, of course. you want to text the show through the Let's Talk Hookup app, or you call at 213-432-1090. And this is from Stephen Lake Forest. Has an interesting question. Of course, he wants to say congratulations to Rick and Dallas, but he also wants to know if you see the northern lights from Katmai.
No, actually, you can in the wintertime. You can see the northern lights, but in the summertime, since it's so bright and the sun really doesn't set, you guys have seen that in the past. I mean, it's 10:30 at night, and it looks like it is right now.
Yeah. Right.
You know, in Southern California, and you basically go to bed, and you got to draw the blackout shades to get some sleep.
Yeah.
The light is, you know, the way the you know, the tilt of the earth and everything, you won't really see the northern lights the best time to view those in the wintertime.
But you're pretty far north. What's your latitude up there?
We're about 58.
58, so it's up there.
It's up there.
Yeah.
You could legitimately wear your Costas back from dinner to your room.
Yes.
10 o'clock at night, you could legitimately have your Costas on.
Right. So if you want to, you know, Fairbanks is a great place to go visit the northern lights, but I would say, you know, wait until the wintertime when it's dark, you know, and you'll see it because it basically it's, you know, blended out.
So when it's best to see them, you don't necessarily want to be there?
No.
For sure. No. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Yeah, you got it. Well, the phones are packed up. This time we're going to talk to Sean. He's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I'm just curious about some of the long-term history of Katmai, when it was started, or any great stories, the development of it, and the stages of development to get to this point here in 2022. What is some of the history of Katmai?
Good question. Yeah. Well, it all started out, a gentleman named Tony Sharp. He started in 1980, I believe it was 79.
Wow.
Is when he first had the vision, and he used to take people up there for the King Salmon Run. And then it started out with a little, you know, basically the main lodge wasn't even built. It was the restaurant. And they just kept adding on buildings after buildings. And we've looked into, he went and signed a lease with the natives there and got 126 acres is what it was. And every year he just kept building on it until what it is right now. Then we were able to get a runway put in. So what they did is they basically barged a D3 Caterpillar tractor, you know, dozer, up the river to where as far as the barge can get, and then put it on the beach, filled it with gas, and then came back in February when the whole river froze, and then drove it up.
Oh my!
Oh, get out of here! They yeah. drove the they dozer drove up the frozen river.
On the frozen river. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
that's
crazy.
That's how it got there, and then it took 3 years to build the runway.
Wow. So, and how did they get people in there before the runway?
They used to land on the water.
On the river.
Yeah,
okay,
float plane,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to land on the water, and so it made it easier to where it is a little bit, you know, harder. You guys never, I'm sure you have, Pete, in the past where you had to go into King Salmon, which is the nearest town. It just is another leg of a pain of airports that you want to get away. Now it's so convenient, you know, you catch a flight out of Seattle direct into Anchorage, L.A. direct Anchorage,
right.
You know,
Phoenix direct.
I don't know if San Francisco does.
They do have offer a San Francisco flight.
Oh, they do.
Flight,
okay,
yeah.
I didn't know that. But and once you're there, so you can leave in the morning and be at the lodge in the afternoon.
So cool.
And physically, from Anchorage, it's a direct flight into the lodge.
Yeah. So it's very easy to get to compared to what it is.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's so remote.
It's difficult. I mean, it really is. It's difficult to describe what Pete just said because you are in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like the flight getting there, you're flying over just a tundra. I mean, straight tundra. No roads, no cars, no people, no nothing. For a long time, you're in the middle of nowhere. But you're so comfortable when you're there.
Yes.
And having the runway makes us unique with all the lodges up there is we can bring in our fuel. We fly in our fuel in a DC-4, you know, 3,000 gallons at a whack. So it makes it, you know, for food, for logistics, for wood, everything gets flown in, and it makes a big difference compared to the old days. That's where they were able to expand.
Yeah.
And it's been through a couple owners, right, since then. So it's been three or four. Yep. You're now the fourth owner.
Yeah, I'm
fourth
the fourth owner.
And I think as the years went on, the lodge has evolved. I mean, historically it was a midden only. Wives weren't allowed. Kids can't come. No, the guys are going fishing. Yeah. You can't go.
Literally before satellites and all that, there was no way of getting a hold of anybody.
Right.
I mean, they had the old sat phone, and it looked like a lunchbox to call. And now we have internet.
Now you have wireless.
So they pack everybody in there like sardines, and now we've evolved to be a more comfortable, plush, you know, experience where the families are welcome. You're not stuffed in there like sardines.
When Tony Sarp owned it, he put 60, 70 people at this lodge. Right.
And now we max it out at like 30 to 35.
Because
we want
super
you to be able to stretch your arms a bit.
Yeah. It seems to be, and I've been on all the charter boats and everything, and I know what big groups. It's nice to just get away from other people when you're fishing and your downtime, and we offer that.
And you were a customer of Katmai starting when?
Oh, I started, it was 20 years ago. I started being a customer, and then 11 years ago, we took over the lodge.
Yeah.
Dallas's grandfather used to go to Katmai way back in the day, then took his son, so Dallas's dad and uncle fished Katmai over the years, and then we got engaged at Katmai, and God willing, like, we're excited to take our boy there one day. You know what I mean? Like, it's been around for a long, it's been around for a long time. I mean, it's... You know, generations of people doing that, and I'm sure you continue to get to see it happen now.
Right. And then, you know, it's evolved where we had Tony, and then we had Ernie, which was another owner. And
great guy.
He got sick and passed away. Robert, who was an extremely great guy.
Really cool. Yeah.
You know, he got sick and passed away, and now it's up to me.
Yeah, that's up to you. Well, thank goodness you're the guy that's keeping this tradition going.
And we're trying to make it better and better every year.
You are. Right. For you and Charmel are just doing an amazing job.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls and more texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel. travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at fredhall.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking Katmai, talking fishing. Again, if you want to join us, give us a call at 213-432-1090 or keep those texts coming on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Giving away a free pair of Costas to somebody at the end of the show today.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump on the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. Greg in Paris is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup joining us. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, guys. Hey, quick question. How far out are booking reservations? Can we get one for this year or?
Yes, there are still some openings for this year.
Do we have any spots on the Davis Boats Let's Talk Hookup trip in July?
Not as of now.
As of now, okay.
That can change depending on if people fall off or we hire another very experienced guide. We do have some options for you depending on what it is you're looking for and how big your group is. So I would say if you're looking for something specific, go ahead and give us a call at the lodge or send an inquiry on our website. The phone number is 1-800-330-0326. You'll speak with myself, and we can figure out what might work for you.
Favorite time of year in general, and then favorite time of year if I want to do that big trout mouse fishing that you were talking about. Like, what's some of the breakdowns of what you expect in fun times of year?
Well, June 8th is the opener.
Okay.
So you've had all these trout that have not been picked on or nothing for the whole winter, and they're hungry.
Okay.
So that's the best trout fishing, but you have to be coming for trout, and the mousing is phenomenal during that time period.
Sounds so cool.
And then July is our best weather, our best salmon, our best bear viewing. August is great. You got chum, you got pinks, and then the silvers, which is phenomenal, which is my favorite to catch because they're so active and they're jumpers. And then we start doing more flyouts, and this is where the boats come into play, because as the trout are sitting in our river, they follow the salmon, and they follow the salmon up to the spawning grounds, which is through the two big lakes that I was talking about earlier. And start laying their eggs on in the tributaries to those lakes. That's where the trout are at. So you basically are now, landing on a little lake, And we hike through the tundra and fish the streams.
And that's August, September?
That is late August.
Late August.
Late
okay.
August, yeah.
Now, September. I've been there mid-August and have that type of fishing where you fly out to the Moraine, the American.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, mid-August. Okay. Mid-August.
And even early August, too, right?
It all depends on the run.
On the
run that season. And what we basically, what we see is the bears. When the bears are gone around the lodge,
they're up there.
They're up there, you know, trying to get the salmon at the spawning grounds.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how you can judge when the fishing is going to be good at the spawning. And then you switch completely off of the mice into egg patterns. And, you know, basically they look at the eggs that are floating down, and they got a little color, and they pick one up, and they got a whole little tackle box of different shades of eggs, and they match the eggs that are floating to that color, and that's what they use, and that's how they catch them. And so,
some of the greatest experiences of my life are those flyouts up to the Moraine, the American. Like there's nothing like it, Ricky.
That's
someday
cool.
You have to do that, because you basically land on a lake, and then you hike in. With bears all around you, they don't care about you because they're full and they've been eaten.
Right, exactly.
It's just unbelievable. So you hike in minimal amount, and then you're literally standing in the river.
The spawning grounds.
Sight casting to 30-inch rainbow trout, 30-inch Dolly Varden, and basically sight fishing this egg down to these fish, and you watch them eat it. It is spectacular.
Right. I still have trouble thinking about a trout that's the size of a legal white sea bass. It's just hard to fathom that fish is so big up there.
Yeah. And they're hungry.
Yeah, they're
right.
Yeah, they're hungry. They're gorging for the winter. You know, they're as many eggs that they can shove down their throat. Usually, what happens when you take your picture, they're spitting out eggs as you're holding them to take your picture.
50, 60 fish days are not uncommon.
Not uncommon.
Yeah, it's unreal.
So cool.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of different things to offer up there for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
All right. Well, hey, let's switch gears. Another good text. This was from Mike in Santa Clara. It says, "Good morning, guys. it feels very. I'm one of the guys that feels very comfortable using my own fishing gear, regardless of the quality of boat gear. Is it still possible for me to bring my own rods and reels? If so, what are the limitations like, and what would you recommend?"
Yeah, there's no limitations on what gear you want to bring. I mean, it's your fishing. I know some people like to have their own gear. Absolutely. No, you know, we're not going to say, no, you can't use your fishing gear, because, you know, basically there's a better chance that you're going to not break yours and not break mine. So, you know, if you want to bring it, we recommend, you know, for trout fishing, we a 6-weight fly rod, a light spin casting reel, you know, equivalent to 6-weight. And then I would say for the salmon, you want to have at least a minimum of an 8 or 9-weight for the salmon run.
Yeah. I bring my 6-weight and my 8-weight fly rod and reel, because I'm left I left-hand retrieve.
And we have that.
And
we have left-hand retrieve.
Yeah, you have all of it.
We have for lefties too. We have our complete.
But I don't bring my spin rod, because your spin rods are better than my spin rods.
Right,
so
exactly.
Yeah, your equipment.
It's the truth. Yeah, I mean the spinning gear that we fished, it was 2,500 to 4,000 size Shimano spinners.
Yep.
And again, same 7.5, 7, 7.5, 8 foot Luma spinning rod. I mean, it's top end gear.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Good question. Another gear question. It's interesting because people, you know, they can't believe that you can go this remote place. But and this is from Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita. He wants to know, what type of fishing gear should I bring with me? Rain jacket, waterproof pants. Do I need to bring boots, waders? They're bulky to pack, and I'd prefer to pack light. So if Rex wants to come up with basically packing light, what should he bring, Charmel?
A couple pairs of changes of clothes. Really doesn't need to bring any of his fishing gear whatsoever.
None of the fishing gear.
Right. And the gear itself, you know, you don't have to bring we supply the boots. We have, you know, what's the new things that we have this year for Frog Tog waders?
Waders, yeah. Good waders.
Good
yeah.
waders. And basically, we carry everything for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you just light
just
gear.
Leave it at home.
And your layers. Leave it at home, because then you can take more fish.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Very good.
And it's comfy and easy and of all sizes, and men and women. And again, like how you do all, once you get to Katmai and you see how remote it is, that's when you'll really start to marvel at, how'd you do that?
Yeah.
How do you do that? And you've always said so much of it surrounds around your guys' ability at logistics and having – I always loved you calling your plane. You said it's like having the F-250. Like
It's basically a truck, a flying truck, an F-350 that flies.
Yeah.
As much as you can stick in a 350, this plane will take it.
And it can land in the water.
And land in the water.
land on the land, whatever land, you need to do.
It's amphibious, you know. And so the gear thing is we encourage, you know, bring light stuff. You don't need to be a whole, you know, we've got wash facilities there. We can do your laundry for you, so everything's good.
So great. I love it. Hey, another great text came through. This one was from Phil in Costa Mesa. Can you guys explain the different types of salmon that are available and what their names are? Also, I have a question. What's a white king? And then lastly, do you have steelhead? And that's from Phil in Costa Mesa.
No steelhead, but I've never heard of a white king. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that one. But we have kings, we have sockeye, we have chums, we have pinks, and we have silvers. So those are the five species of salmon, and they all run up the Alagnag River. That's what makes us, you know, a good thing, a good place to go, because a lot of rivers don't offer all those fish that come up to spawn. So you'll have rivers that are great, sockeye fishing and kings, but they don't have any chums. We're known for our chums as one of the better rivers to have.
That's awesome. The white king, I know we've caught before. I think they just say it's a, you know, we've caught them in Southeast. Pete, you would probably know better than, you know, that white king. Is it just a dietary thing? Is it just a
I think
a
it's
weird...
just like an albino.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And looks identical from the outside.
Yeah,
as chrome as could be.
Never seen one.
You catch your limit of four kings for the day, and you fillet up three of them, and they're bright orange, and the fourth one is white like a rock cod would be.
Yeah, where we saw a lot of them at Queen Charlotte's Safari.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, which I don't know why, but we saw quite a few white kings up there, which is interesting. And they taste similar, maybe a little milder.
I agree. People tried to say that they're identical in taste, and they're not.
A little milder.
Yeah. Good. Very good, but different. But.
Is there numbers of them, or I'm not familiar with that?
It's more rare.
Yeah, certainly more rare. In the years of going up there and fishing, you know, in Sitka, we've had a small handful over the years, you know, they catch one or two a trip kind of thing.
Right.
But cool, you know, something different.
Never seen them at the lodge.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. Well, a great text for sure.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mike? He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. It's Mike, your expert novice. I got a comment that we're going to Alaska in late June, so it sounds like it's going to be great. And, Rick, you got a fishing buddy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you might have
we're really excited. We're really excited for sure.
I get to meet him.
Yeah, that was a surprise. I didn't know Dallas coming down with him. So, yeah,
Dallas
we're excited.
The world
his debut of checking out Let's Talk.
Yeah, checking out the world headquarters.
Hey, well, Mike, good luck on your trip. Appreciate the phone call.
Sure. Thanks a lot for the call. Gil and Menifee sent an interesting text here, and he said, I found out that mosquitoes are the state bird of Alaska. And how do you deal with the mosquitoes in Alaska?
Well, you bring a lot of mosquito nets and the repellent. You know, just bring some mosquito repellent. We have mosquitoes. You're not going to get rid of them. When the weather is nice, sunny, warm, no wind, it could be miserable.
Yeah,
you know?
Wind could be your friend. At times,
layered clothing, cover your ankles.
Yep.
Yes, light long sleeve shirts. You know, work great. The mosquito net works phenomenal to have over your head.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, once the end of the season, they go away as soon as it starts getting cool.
And being out on the boat,
yes,
never really had much issue.
It doesn't have
out on the boat. Yeah, once you're out of the boat and moving around,
if you stay off
the
tundra and don't get into the tundra, they're not that bad.
You know, mosquitoes love me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. I wish they didn't, but they do. And I get a few bites up there. I bring some good deep mosquito repellent when the wind's not blowing. but really never been much of a factor at all for me. I mean, I've never used netting, just put on good long sleeve clothing and pants, and of course you're in waders all day. It's really not that big an
issue.
And
all the rooms have screens and that on them, so they're not in the rooms. You know, you just make sure when you go in and out of the door, you make sure the screen door is closed, so they don't let them in. So at night, you don't hear the things buzzing around your head when you're trying to sleep.
And I'm sure every experience and time of year is different, but we were there for a week, and of a week of fishing, we had a couple of bites, and minor. And like you said, it was on your hands, and it was on a few areas that were exposed. It's just you're mostly wearing waders, and you're mostly in full gear. It just, I mean, is it a thing? Yes, it's a thing in Alaska, no matter where you go. But it definitely wouldn't be the type of thing that's going to spoil your trip.
And the factor of when they're going to come and when they're not going to come, you really can't put a pinpoint on them, because it all depends on the temperature and the wind condition of the day. There's no wind and there's the sun's out and it just rained the day before, they're coming out.
Here they come.
Here they come.
They're going to pick you up and take you away.
They're coming out, you know. And they are big, so you can easily see them.
Yeah,
you know?
State bird. Hey, Wayne from CCA is on the line. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. I know you love fishing, and someday we got to get you up to Katmai because I think you'd go crazy up
there. Oh, I can't wait. I haven't been able to get up there and up that area for a couple of years now, and I am just torn because I want to get up there so bad.
But today you're busy, right?
Oh man, dude, we're here at the PCS show here in Orange County Fairgrounds, and we are getting ready to launch it all up. Bill asked me to call in because he's working on some other segments with some people, and really busy right now trying to make it all happen here. But man, what a great show! We had an opening yesterday. Just the greatest crowd came out. Everybody enthusiastic. They wanted to see it, they wanted to hear it, they wanted to touch it, they wanted to buy it, and that's all we care. And it was just a fun, fun day with all of our friends in the fishing community.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it goes on again today, starting at 10 a.m. till, is it 5 p.m.?
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Today and tomorrow.
Okay.
At the Orange County Fairgrounds.
Yeah, Orange County Fairgrounds. And there's three halls, right?
There's three separate halls. It's our guys. It's all the fishing. Everything about what we do from the beginning part of it all the way to the processing and cooking of it with Sean over there at Fishman's Processing, everything in between. And there are some phenomenal deals. But if you want those deals, you got to get here because, you know, limited quantities and everything. And there was a lot of people here buying yesterday, so get here early.
Turner's Outdoorsman has a huge display there, and lots of course, Turner's is always famous for their great sales, too. Have you been in that Turner's booth?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you can get in there. It was standing room only, lines at the registers, but they made it happen. There are a lot of happy customers. They had their normal, you know, sales that they do at this time of the year and just took care of some people. But I'm looking at their displays, and I know they're getting light over there in some of those areas. You know, reels and rods are hard to get right now, so get them early. Come on by.
Better get over. Now, what about CCA? There's a special incentive for joining CCA while you're at the show, right?
Yeah, we have a show promotion going on. It's a $50 deal where you're out front. You get your entry, you get the membership, and you get our bag and a T-shirt and with a bunch of goodies in it, you know, in the bag, and it's for $50. So
wow.
You get your annual membership, and then inside we got another booth right by the stage in the third hall, and we're doing a raffle wheel. And just come on by, spin the wheel, everybody wins.
Yeah, and of course Bill is on the board of directors. He's a great supporter of CCA and has really put you in strategic places there at the show to make sure that people join CCA. It's so important today with all the issues. We had a board meeting last week and all the different issues that we're dealing with. Oh, my gosh, you got to be a member of CCA to help the future of fishing, right, Wayne?
We all need to support each other because we all need to protect our favorite sport of fishing.
All right. So if you're headed out to the PCS show today in Orange County Fairgrounds, go by, see the guys at the CCA booth, get into the show free, get the goodie bag. And again, the hours today and tomorrow at the Orange County Fairgrounds, Wayne?
10 to 5.
10 to 5 today and tomorrow. So the limited hours.
Oh, and military free, get in the front door. So you're active military, show your ID and you can get in.
You get in. All right, Wayne. Wayne Godot, Executive Director of CCA. We'll see you at the show. Thanks a lot for the call
this
morning. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right.
Very good.
Bye.
All right. Let's jump back into the phones. We got Doug. Doug calling us from Montebello. Calling Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, I was wondering about the fish. Do you guys eat it right there, or do you just pack it in and say we take it home, like a salmon?
Say that one more time.
Can you eat your fish right there, or can you pack it in? Yes,
you
the
can
answer
eat
to
it
both. You can
do
both.
You can do both. They do a shore lunch, so you can eat one of your fish on the river. The guide will cut it up and cook it for you. And then when you get back to the lodge, he will fillet all your fish and flash freeze it on a daily basis. So by the time you leave, it's rock hard in a wax sealed box, and you just throw it on as your second luggage.
Yep, and I'll tell you what. The sockeye lunch, if you're there during the sockeye season on the river, is the greatest salmon dish you will ever eat in your life. They wrap it in foil. Each guide has their own secret spices. So every guide has their own secret recipe of how they cook it. They cook it, and then you're surrounded by this beautiful scenery with eagles and bears and otters and moose and stuff while you're eating this amazing meal.
While you're fishing, he's cooking it up for you, and then he'll call you in. Once you're done, you go back fishing, and he cleans it all up.
Our guy did a lot of, like, citrus. It was, like, he put, like, orange, you know, like, slices on the fish while it was in, like, you're fishing, and we had it on a particularly cool day. We were up north fishing our grayling and pulled the boat onto a little bar and set the barbecue up, and we'd caught a sockeye before, and it is an experience that, like, will live with you forever. It's a really, really cool part of it.
Yeah, for sure. So you definitely want to check that out, Doug. Thanks a lot for the call. Real quick question from John in Whittier. He wants to know, how far ahead does somebody need to make a reservation? Very good question.
Ideally, what you'd want to do is book a year in advance. I would say that for any trip, just because, you know, bookings fill up fast. But you can book anywhere from a year to a week, a month. We have people that call up when we're already in season at the lodge and, hey, do you guys have any availability? And we do.
People cancel, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Something happens in their family. There's a death in the family or something, and they say, you know, Bob, I can't go, and I understand that. And they'll roll it into the next year, so now that week is open. So if you want to come this year, absolutely get on
any
the phone.
Any time is a good time, as long as there's availability.
Is give us a call, and we can squeeze you in, or call you if there is a cancellation. So we do take
what get on the list.
Get on the list.
Yeah. Yeah. Just call Charmel. Yep. Again, the number?
1-800-330-0326. Or if it's more convenient, you can send an inquiry on our website. I believe it says book now, or send an email to info@katmai.com.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to do it. We're going to give away a brand new pair of coasters, and we got more Talking Katmai. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Gamakatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes in ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who is going to win a brand new pair of Costas. We have the potential winner from the callers, the potential from the texter. Sharmell's going to flip our coin to find out if we are
Sharmell.
Here we go.
Who's going to win? Flip it up. It is
the texter.
The texter wins it. And the texter is Bruce in Lemon Grove. He wins a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses.
Any pair, $300 value on the Costa website. You are stoked.
And be sure to go by and say hi to the Hoos Man at the PCS show today. And, of course, you guys will be at the Fred Hall show coming up March 3rd through the 6th.
In our same spot.
In the same usual spot there in the Long Beach Convention Center. And we'll look forward to that. And you'll have show specials.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Come visit us and say hi.
Further questions. This sparked your interest. You can talk to you guys and get dialed in.
Yeah. And in the meantime, if this sparked your interest and you want to come this summer, there's still some availability.
Definitely.
Yeah. So call Sharmell. Right?
Yes. I see a couple of you have already sent in some emails, so as soon as we're done here, I will get back to you.
All right. And again, email is?
info@katmai.com.
KATMAI.com. Website is?
www.katmai.com.
Katmai.com. And that shows you how old the lodge is, because to get katmai.com,
yeah, right.
Are you kidding me? That's like the place for sure, katmai.com. And then, of course, for a call, if they want to call.
It's 1-800-330-0326.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Good job, you guys.
Sure appreciate you coming in this morning, and I can't wait to
looking
get up
forward to seeing
lodge.
You up there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And as soon as we can get the kid up there in Dallas, we'll get you up there, too. Hey, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, we have a great show. Doug Kern, the tackle master himself from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, will be here to talk about the big sale next weekend. Whole lot more. I want to thank Christian for manning the phones today on the other side of the United States there. And also thanks to Adam on this side here for manning the app and all that he does for us. Thanks for you out there for the texts and the calls. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9, right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.